This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Morgan Bradley Hazel Basulto. Date of birth is January the 28th, 2014. Case ID number is 271-2761. Date of exam, 4/21/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Maria Diaz, nurse practitioner, dated 10/7/21. Informant is the mother, who is Jennifer Balsuto. Identify COVID-19 status. The mother denies anybody in the family having COVID-19 except for herself. She states the claimant has not had fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 and has not been around other family members who have COVID-19. Identifying information. This is a 8-year-old male who appears to be very hyperactive and aggressive, who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased hearing of both ears, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and aggression. The mother is single and not married at this time. She is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2020. She states she worked as a hairstylist for 11 years. And she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her 3 children and is no longer seeing the father of her children. She's also not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation, deafness of the left ear. Number 2, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. And number 3, aggression. History of allegations. And number 1, deafness. The mother states that at birth, he was born with complete hearing loss of the left ear. At the present time, he wears hearing aids, but is only able to hear out of the right ear. He was diagnosed with sensorial neural deficit disorder. And the mother states that he has had multiple ear and tonsil infections. He has had ear tubes placed in both ears 3 times, secondary to frequent infections. And he has had a tonsillectomy performed with an adenectomy 2 times. The claimant, mostly secondary to sleep apnea and obstructive apnea. The claimant is planning to have a cochlear implant placed, which is pending at this time, and he does hear fairly well with the hearing aids that he has. Allegation number 2, attention deficit, hyperactive disorder, and aggression. The mother states that since 2019, when he was 5 years old, he became very aggressive and started hurting other people and also hurting himself. He has a history of hurting little animals and killing them. He was in a behavior hospital 3 times 4 days each time that he was placed in the behavior hospital. He appears to be a very aggressive and violent child. He was diagnosed with hyperactive attention deficit disorder. No X-rays or other tests have been performed. He has received two years of therapy with very poor results. The child lacks discipline, and he has a tendency to order his mother around. He does not respond to any verbal orders and appears to do or say that he will do the opposite of whatever you ask him to do. He appears to be poorly disciplined, and the mother has difficulty controlling the child. Limitations. The claimant has no problems in walking 1 mile, standing for 5 hours, climbing 3 flights of stairs, squatting or bending over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a cup to drink out of, comma, and lift approximately 1 or 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or clothe himself or button his clothes at this time. He does wear diapers every day, secondary to urinary and rectal incontinence. And the claimant also needs help with daily activities of daily living. His psychiatrist at this time is Dr. Elisa Sanchez. The claimant is in the second grade and receives good grades, such as A's and B's. He appears to be very smart and intelligent, and he manipulates his mother. He has a great disciplinary problem at this time, and the therapy does not appear to be working well. A note, please. The claimant attempted to leave the office out to the street while the mother was in the bathroom, and the assistant had to grab his arm and bring him back in. The mother is unable to control her son. He has very aggressive behavior, even towards the doctor, and he did attempt to kick her and actually poke out her eye. Review of systems. The claimant frequently complains of headaches, comma, hearing problems, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, poor appetite, comma, and rash, comma. The claimant does not complain of dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, bedwetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or poor appetite. The claimant does go to school and does receive therapy. He likes to play with his phone. He enjoys reading books. And he likes doing science experimental lab work. He likes to also play with his frisbee. He is usually a loner, and he does frequently fight with peers, comma, adults, comma, and other siblings, as well as the children at school. When the claimant was in the daycare center, he would constantly have behavior problems and issues. He was hurting the other kids and the teachers, and he was unable to hear at that time, secondary to problems with his hearing. The claimant appears to be very abusive to the other siblings and was very abusive to a sister while waiting to see me in my office. Developmental milestones. The claimant sat alone without support at 6 months, crawled at 10 months, walked without support at 1 year, 3 months, said his first year words at 2 years, said his first sentence in 2 years, self-dressed without help at 6 years. However, has not been bladder trained during the day or during the night or bowel trained at this time. During the first 3 years of life, the child cried a lot, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces and places, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting and injuring behavior, and was extremely active. During the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes explored the surrounding environment, but rarely enjoyed being held or was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The mother states that the child was born by gestation, by cesarean section. She was a gestational diabetic pregnancy. And the baby was born at Knapp Weslaco Hospital. She does not recall how many hours that she was in labor, which was very few because she was a C-section delivery. The delivery was not aided by instruments, comma, was a one baby born birth, comma, was not blue at birth, comma, was not jaundiced at birth or during the first week, comma, was not administered oxygen at the time of birth, comma, and was not placed in an incubator. However, the claimant did fail his hearing test, and a hearing aid was eventually given to him. He weighed approximately 7 pounds at the time of birth, and him and his mother stayed for 3 days in the hospital. Past history, deafness of the left ear, congenital, with placement of hearing aids and a cochlear implant is pending, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder with aggression, period. So, social dysfunctional behavior. History of sexual abuse as a child from father. Adenoid and tonsillectomy times two. Two placement of the ears times three. Of both ears, secondary to multiple ear infections, obesity, comma, history of violent behavior, social history. The mother states that when the father was there at the house, he did smoke and he did drink alcohol. She denies anybody having seizures in the family. The mother states that her husband did smoke marijuana. She denies anybody having hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father suffers from depression, comma, bipolar disease, comma, alcohol and marijuana abuse. The mother suffers from diabetes mellitus, comma, lichen planus, comma, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, hypothyroidism disease, and obesity. Medications, dexmethylphenidate, ER, 15 milligrams. Extended release, biphasic 50-50. Take one capsule POQAM. Oxcarbazepine, 150 milligrams. One half tablet QAM and one tablet at bedtime. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 115 pounds. Height, 4 feet, 4.5 inches. BP, 115 over 65 mmHg. Heart rate, 86 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 30. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 90 percentile for his height and at the 90 percentile for his weight according to his age group. General, this is a 8-year-old male who appears to be well-nourished and well-developed and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a very aggressive an undisciplined child who does not respond to orders and does not obey his mother or any other superiors. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop after the last sentence? The claimant did present with glasses, and his Snellen vision for binocular with glasses was 20/30. Could you please drop down to back? The claimant at this time has a small fracture of the tailbone and was unable to flex and appeared to have tenderness of the lower lumbar sacral back area. He has been told that, him and his mother have been told that the fracture is healing. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last sentence. He could not walk on his heels, toes, and was unable to squat, secondary to a fracture of the tailbone. Could you drop down to after neurological, put note. The claimant does have dysfunctional psychiatric and behavioral problems. He appears to be very aggressive and does not obey orders and appeared to be somewhat violent in his behavior. He appears to be a loner, but he does mandate to his mother what he's going to do, and she has no ability to give him discipline. The therapy that has been given does not appear to be working, and he does have a very sociopathic type of behavior. He did attempt to kick me and at one time poke me in the eye with one of the spectrums that we use for looking into the ear. Could you drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant does show some evidence of visual problems, which has been corrected with glasses. And he does have left hearing deafness, which has been corrected with bilateral hearing aids, which transfer hearing from the left ear to the right. He is pending a cochlear implant, but at this time is able to hear with the hearing aids. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies, and there was no physical evidence indicating any side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was very inappropriate. He relates to but does not interact well with the examiner, his caregiver, children, animals, or any other people that come around him. He has a history of violence, aggressive behavior, and being unkind to people. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on the imitation age appropriate. He does very well in school and appears to be very intelligent. His receptive, expressive, and communicability appears to be age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality except for deafness, comma, obesity, comma, fracture of the tailbone, comma, which is healing, and severe dysfunctional behavior. Diagnoses, number one, deafness of the left ear with placement of hearing aids, is able to hear with the right ear and is pending a cochlear implant at this time. Number two, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has been given 2 years of therapy, but appears to be somewhat dysfunctional and will need to continue with psychiatric therapy and other modalities that can continue to teach the child to be disciplined, obedient, and most of all, kind to people and animals. Number three, aggressive behavior confirmed with physical examination. The claimant was very difficult to control in my office and appeared to be very aggressive to siblings, his mother, the assistant, and to the physician. Prognosis, fair to good. The child, unfortunately, mandates to his mother and has very poor disciplinary formation. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Morgan Bradley Hazel Balsuto.